Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here in Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Hello, John.
Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a really good weekend. As we do this show, at least a live show, it's the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Went up to North Georgia, visited a couple of vineyards.
Oh.
Did some wine tasting.
Wow.
And I don't drink wine.
How did that work out?
It was good.
You made it back.
From what I remember, yes. And then decided to go to Cherokee and spend any money I had at the casino.
So I
drank wine and then gave money to the Cherokees.
Ah, well, so you showed up this morning so you could earn some back, huh?
And here I am, back to the grind.
Here we are.
So good weekend. How was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was great. It was great. I had a great weekend, and my bride is off, so she's out with her summer
getaway. Oh, she's off work.
No, she's out of town. She's off on her summer jaunt with one of her best friends from school, so they go off every year, and she was in Gettysburg yesterday, which is an interesting time to be, a place to be on Memorial Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a cool place to be, actually.
Cool place to be. So I'm staying at home, making sure everything keeps going.
So should we get down to business?
Let's get it.
All right, we've got three businesses today that we're going to introduce you to from McKenna Media Group. Tina McKenna is here in the studio. Carrie Roger from Windsong Properties and Chris Miller from North Fulton Wills joining us on the program. Our first guest from McKenna Media Group is Tina McKenna. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. McKenna Media Group, tell us what you're the owner, founder, president, top cook, cleaner, all that good stuff. What do you do at McKenna Media Group?
Well, we are a marketing and advertising agency, and we specialize in small and mid-sized businesses and basically help them with their advertising solutions. For those that have a lot of problems, if you will, or issues of what to do advertising-wise, marketing just in general, and we like to consider ourselves a marketing. If you don't have a marketing department, you contact us. And if you have a marketing director or management or manager, we can help them and kind of, you know, just add extra hands and extra help.
I understand you've been in the media for a while. So talk about your journey and how you ended up starting your own business and how long you've now been in business. So kind of take us up to where you are now.
I started out in television, and it wasn't in anything except fun production side, the news and programming, and some of those operations positions aren't even filled now. So this was early 90s. So I dreamed of being the general manager one day of a TV station. So I learned every facet I could, but saw that the sales and marketing kind of had more fun when I was able to go on calls and so forth with some of these clients and of the station at the time, and said, excuse me, and just the questions and the concerns and the dreams and passions of these business owners was kind of exciting and fun, seeing how the salespeople and the management team helped solve problems just through advertising. So I ended up getting a job in radio sales because, funny story, my GM didn't want to hire me at that station because I didn't do sales. So I said, well, I'll find a different place. And started out in radio, and TV was still my love. So ended up going in Orlando and did sales for a long, long time. Moved to Atlanta, started my TV sales career, or ended my sales career here about 9 years ago. And because what you can't do when you're just selling one station is help other business owners really see the big picture. So I get to sit now on the other side and help them solve different problems. and not just say, oh, my TV station's the best one. My radio station's the best one and you need to be there. I said, that's what's missing. I can't help solve problems. So that's how I ended up on this side now.
Now, Tina, small and medium-sized business owners that may be listening may have tuned out because they think that television is, oh, that's expensive. And, you know, I really can't afford that. So I'm not sure Tina McKenna can help me. So talk a little bit to those specific business owners about what you do and what you provide for them.
TV in general, yes, it does. The perception is that it's expensive. But I think just in general, advertising in general can be expensive if you look at it just as, oh my, what is that? A billboard can look expensive. But we want to look at what mediums actually and strategy work for you. So we go in and figure that out and say, okay, what's your goal to do this? Who are you trying to reach? And then we kind of come in and say, okay, you know what? These are the three options that we can do for you and really get you the best ROI, get you the manage your money and bring it like it's at my money. If I'm advertising my business, this is how I would do it for you. But so what we can do for small business, you know, so when I get to know them and get the goals, it kind of takes that perception off because I just want to find the best solution for you. So we'll take that fight and that perception off the table usually.
So different media work well or not so well.
Correct.
For different verticals. Imagine that,
exactly.
Right? So speaking of verticals, talk about some of the verticals you work with and what some of the good solutions that you see out there for those verticals are.
There's no specialty for us. We've done, because of my background experience, I've worked from auto dealers to builders to healthcare, hospitals, and everything in between. And then going on this side, it's natural gas marketers. There are foundation repair companies. Apartment communities and things like that. Adult communities and everything in between. And so we've just found that there's not a magic formula, but there is some basis there of you're still reaching this audience. So what is the best solution for you to do that? And we've had success stories in pretty much, you know, just getting, you know, increasing in leads and phone calls. And because that's what marketing do, you know, you have to do. You bring in the leads and the calls and the qualified customers.
All right. You've walked into the very next question. You mentioned success stories.
Yes.
We love stories here on Business Radio X. Share a few success stories.
One of our early on, and it kind of is mirroring now recently, it's, we had an increase. We totally just changed their brand and their image just from the simple creative look, from a print ad to their overall image. We kind of took the stale, normal thing in their business, in their vertical, and we just changed a couple words and the look. We increased the calls almost double from year over year and every month from the change of the creative, just the creative, and a little shift in the media placement. Every month just kept double. And then the leads were more qualified. So that's huge. And a recent one, and that was a bigger advertising budget. We were handling about 13 markets for them, but every market they were in grew. In Atlanta recently, we just from the other side of success stories, I was just from a simple side of a business owner, I was able to secure some radio and advertising or radio and TV advertising budgets. Saved just under 30% for his annual from his year that he did before. So that's kind of a big deal in your pockets when you're a business owner, right?
Absolutely, especially if you're a small business owner as well. Tina McKenna is our guest with McKenna Media Group. And I'm always fascinated, Tina, with advertising and marketing because sometimes you got to step out of the box. Your eyes rolled. There's like, absolutely. You think of, you know, some of the top, one of the top insurance companies right now, they use a Geico or a chameleon or whatever the heck that thing is. And a caveman, you've got a chicken sandwich place that their mascot is not a chicken, but cows. And then you've got an insurance company that uses a duck. I mean, and they've been so successful because of the marketing. Do you sometimes bang your head against the wall going, you know, they just won't, if we're going to hire you, at least listen to me a little bit, maybe.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of clients out there that you can give advice to and they just continue and do what they want to do. But as long as we give them and offer what we can, the best solutions that we know in our gut and our heart to do that. But it's funny you mention all those, because if you really think about it, they don't just use cows in their commercials. They have other branding and other commercials they use. Same with the Geico. He doesn't, every commercial is not the Gecko.
Right.
There's other ones. So it's always, and so what that is, they're trying to reach different audiences at different times through different shows, different programs and things like that. So you have a specific, what message is this going to say? Because one message doesn't go to everybody. But right. Everybody needs insurance. So how are we going to say it to you and say to you? How do we speak to each individual group of audience?
And we may have business owners going, well, wait a minute, those are big companies. I can't spend that kind of money, but it can work on a much smaller scale.
Of course.
Be creative. Step out of the box once in a while. Exactly. All right, let me tell you something. You're not the only marketing agency company out there.
Of course.
I know, you know, that might be a shock, but no, just kidding. I'm being sarcastic. What sets you apart from maybe your competitors?
I feel like we listen a little bit more. The background of my group of partners is we all came from corporate America, big, large advertising agencies, and we know what can work just on that creative side and that, you know, that big marketing side. But we allow our experience then to come to you to be able to afford this big agency talent and not pay the big agency overhead of these beautiful offices and these, you know, things like that. But we also, you know, besides, you know, listening and then saving money, but it's, I think we bring passion and fun because we are one-on-one, we're smaller, but we have big ideas and we can really make it work for everybody.
Now, Tina, let's drill into saving money because I think that hits the hot button for a lot of business owners out there. You know, when you use the term media buying, I can imagine some of our business owners thinking, well, you're just going to spend my money, right? But really what you help do is save your clients money. And why don't you explain how that works?
Well, and I not only can help save money with that, because if we kind of know where you're supposed to go, since we know most markets, let's just talk obviously local here right now. We've been here for since 2004. I'm aware of, you know, and I've worked in a lot of the companies here, so I'm able to, I've built relationships with people in these media companies, which is huge, because anything as business owners know, you have relationships. So we've built these relationships. I get to see strategy. I get to see ideas from these media companies that want to help the companies and clients I work with, and then going after new business to help them. And I like to come up with an idea for you and say, hey, you know, here's something. Have you thought about that? Because I've seen you in this billboard, but maybe you could do this a little bit, you know, better. So we can negotiate a little bit more smarter. I take the time away, you know, save time. You guys don't need, it's like hiring a lawyer or you're your lawyer and you do everything yourself. You need to focus on your business, you know, and let me do what I need to do. I'm the professional. So let me take that off your plate and save you money and time.
Sounds good to me.
You know, time is priceless, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, Tina, for those that are listening that might want to look into your services, is there a fee for a consultation or how does that work? How does the relationship begin?
I usually do, we come in just with, general brainstorming and kind of talking about what they're needing. I don't charge, we don't really charge a fee for that unless you want a full-blown marketing plan. And that's where some of them start, or some of them just do, you know, do a lot of advertising themselves already and say, I just want to get this off my books, my plate, let me help you. And I'll, you know, we charge different fees for that. So it's different situations.
Sure. So how can people find out more and look into your services?
They can contact me at Tina@McKennaMediaGroup.com or just go to the website. My information's there, McKennaMediaGroup.com, and love to hear from you and help.
McKenna Media Group and .com, and McKenna is McKenna. Just so we got it straight. Well, Tina, continued success. Thank you for coming on, sharing your story. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tina McKenna with the McKenna Media Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Digital Ignition Studio where North Atlanta startups take place.
And we
take off.
Take off.
Yeah, maybe I should read it properly.
I like the takeoff. Part of that. And speaking of taking off, Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country, and they aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Windsong Properties, Carrie Roger. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, Windsong Properties.
Yes, sir.
It's a property named Windsong. That's about all we know. But so for those, actually, we know more. But for those that aren't familiar with Windsong Properties, talk about your properties.
Absolutely. Windsong Properties is a residential builder, and we build in North Metro Atlanta. Typically, we've been in Cobb, Cherokee, and Paulding counties. What's unique about Windsong Properties is we build for the active adult customer, and that is the empty nester who is really moving into that next chapter of life. So we're quite a bit different than many of the regular builders in the area.
Active adult, is there an age requirement for that, or how does that work?
Active adult's really a mindset, and it's a life stage. It's not necessarily an age. Our typical buyers are folks who are, in fact, empty nesters, and for the past couple of years, empty nest has kind of been a temporary term because we've had a lot of boomerang children who go back into the nest afterwards.
Tell me about it.
So our customers are generally folks that are in their 50s and beyond who are really making a significant lifestyle change. And so it's really about lifestyle. It's about a mindset and much less about age than anything.
I don't want to get into semantics. My mom lives in an older type community just like that where the younger children aren't even allowed to live there. They can't stay there for more than like 30 days or something like that. Are there rules like that? If all of a sudden your kid comes back and they've got kids are there hard and fast rules or is it a little bit more loosey-goosey?
Actually, it's both. There are some counties that require to have hard and fast rules when you're building for communities for folks like this. And they do have the rules that say your grandchildren can only come for certain periods of time, or you can't have teenage children or any children in general living there for a long time. But there are other counties where that's not the case. And we build in two different of those counties. So it depends on where you are, whether or not those rules are in place.
Hope this is not a weird question, but so an active adult community is what you're building here. What would be different from that, from just a regular community, I guess? Are there certain things that would be different?
There really are. The number one thing that you'll notice that's different about an active adult community is that it typically doesn't have amenities that the rest of the communities have. Since we're building for active adults and we know that children are there, but they're primarily visiting and grandchildren, our communities don't have pools, they don't have playgrounds, they don't have things like that. Instead, what we do is really focus on the lifestyle that our homebuyers are looking for. We do have clubhouses. They're smaller clubhouses than what you see in lots of other places. There are no activities directors, so we don't build that large. But we do a lot of nice things, like walking is the number one activity that our buyers really like. So we make sure that we have a very walkable area. And our front porches are all welcoming front porches. So we encourage people to sit out on their front porch and talk with their neighbors as their neighbors walk by. We also provide a lot of outdoor activities. We'll do community gardens or dog parks. And recently, we've had a real hot trend on bocce ball courts and pickleball courts. And if you don't know what pickleball is, as you move into the active adult lifestyle, you will find out what pickleball is.
We can't let that go. Sorry.
What's pickleball? Please tell us.
Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the United States right now. It typically targets folks who are over 55. I kind of look at it as a cross between ping pong and tennis, which is kind of unusual. It's a smaller court. It's a smaller racket. It's the same kind of concept. And so you have a racket that's oversized ping pong, very undersized tennis, court smaller so that you're not moving as quickly around the court and not as much court to cover. But in the intensity, the competition, and the passion over this thing called pickleball is unbelievable.
I'm fascinated by that one, but we'll have to come back around to that, Carrie. But let's go back in time and talk about Windsong, the various markets that you may have served in the past, but why you're focused on this particular market, the demographic changes that are going on here in the North Atlanta area that caused you to focus on this part of the market.
Well, what's really interesting is Windsong was founded in 2003 by two partners, Steve Romine and Mark Carruth. And they both were in that really beginning stages of the empty nester active adult lifestyle. And they realized that they were in the leading edge of what we call the baby boomers. And looking backwards behind them and all the people coming on behind, they realized that this is a market that was just going to continue to grow for many, many years. And according to the demographics, we're about in the middle of the baby boomers and they're downsizing right now. So we know that this particular niche market is going to continue to grow. So Windsong was founded specifically to deal with this customer and to serve this customer and this customer alone. Throughout the years, we have gone from smaller products Our product has gotten a little bit larger in size, and we have done a lot of really interesting things for our customers. A lot of them, you know, they come for lots of different needs, but we find that our customers come to us for a couple of very basic ones. Number one, they're moving closer to their children and thus their grandchildren, but they also don't want to be right on top of them. And so to have this active adult community that they can live in and be just up the street from their children or grandchildren has worked out really well. We also find a lot of customers who are coming to us and they're looking to buy a new home and change that lifestyle to get rid of stairs. We don't really build a lot of homes with stairs. So it's all single level living. They can live on one floor. And that way, if there's any mobility issues that might crop up in the future, these houses are designed for them. They've got 3-foot wide doorways. We've got lever handles and all of these things that make life easier to live in your own home. Because we know that a lot of our customers who are coming to us with these needs, they also realize that this is the home they want to stay in for a very long time. So there's buzzwords out there like aging in place, and that's what we actually build. So instead of remodeling their home, they're building a new home, and they have the opportunity to stay there for as long as absolutely possible in this community with other like-minded individuals.
So Windsong is an established company, been around here going on a decade and a half now. Talk about some of the changes that have occurred over that time.
Well, we've seen a lot of different things. We had changed our product a lot. We continue to serve the needs of our customers. We're finding that our demographic, when we first started out, our demographic was more in the 60s and 70s that were coming to buy from us. And now we're finding that they're actually a lot younger. And so the amenities that I had mentioned earlier have become more and more important to add to our communities. We also, you know, location is really, really important to us. And finding locations in Metro Atlanta is getting more and more difficult. Of course, we had the recession to deal with. And going through the recession, we really learned how to become a much more efficient company to be able to continue to stay alive during the recession. We did not falter nearly as bad as many companies. We did very well during the recession. And coming out of the recession, we had fine-tuned our operations so that we could be much more effective in the marketplace, which gives us an opportunity to buy land that might be a little more expensive from other builders and still be able to create a product and a community that our buyers can afford.
We're talking with Carrie Roger with Windsong Properties here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio. Let's get back to location. You mentioned location. Let's talk about the locations of these neighborhoods again and the price points.
We build in a price point anywhere from the mid 200s up into the mid to high 400s. And it depends on location. For example, we'll do a lot over in the Powder Springs area. Powder Springs is a great location for folks who are downsizing. You know, the homes over there were built 20, 25 years ago. And so those folks, we know we know that those folks, their children have moved on and they're ready to downsize. Those can be in the mid 200s. In places like downtown Woodstock, where we have a cute little community getting ready to get started, those are in the mid to high 400s. So it depends on location. But, you know, we are typically Cobb County, Cherokee County, you know, cute little places like Woodstock. We try to be around that environment where we know that our folks are going to be looking for the opportunities and the things to do in their new lifestyle.
You mentioned downtown Woodstock. I mean, that's a thriving area and just growing. That's a great area to be. So great locations, decent price points. And then people sometimes thinking, okay, these must be smaller homes for the active adult, but not necessarily smaller. I mean, no stairs in many of them. So the master is on the main floor, which is always a good thing. But not necessarily smaller. These are still nice, some nice size homes that are available.
They really are. I think our average square footage right now is about 2,200 square feet. And if you really need it a little bit more, many of our plans do have the optional bonus room upstairs. And of course, living and building in Atlanta, we don't always have the opportunity to do a single story home. A lot of times we have to deal with the topography and do basements. And we've had some good success with people with basements as well, because after all, we realize that through the years, we gather a lot of stuff and we need storage for a lot of stuff. And so basements become a great place for storage, as do the bonus rooms.
Now, Carrie, talk about you mentioned the issue with getting land and that kind of thing. Talk about where you are geographically and where you're going geographically. You talked about where you are, but where you're going geographically and some of the developments that are coming up for Windsong in general.
Sure. We are currently staying in what I call our Northwest quadrant of Atlanta. Our projects we have coming online right now, there are two projects that will be coming soon in Cobb County, and then there'll be the project in Woodstock that I had mentioned. But we also want to stretch our wings a little bit and go a little bit further. And so we're looking, I think with every builder in the country, is looking at Forsyth County. We're looking into Hall County. We're looking over into Gwinnett and places like that. And again, there's a lot of specifics we deal with in terms of finding the right location for us. And finding land in general is difficult in Atlanta, but finding specifics that you can build slab homes on is even more difficult. So we are stretching our wings and looking for new opportunities and new places that we can serve this customer.
So are all of your properties branded Windsong? Is that, I mean, the developments you've built, they're all branded that way?
We do have most of our communities are branded. We'll do a lot of communities, like we have a couple communities like Windsong at Seven Hills and Windsong Clover Creek. But we're moving more towards using community names and then doing it's a Windsong community underneath. Regardless, every time you come upon a Windsong community, I think at this point, if you've seen one of our communities, you kind of get the feel that this is us in the next community. Our patterns are very similar. We don't build the same thing over and over again. But when it comes to amenities and lifestyle elements that you'll find in our communities, our patterns are very similar and they've been very successful for us.
So other than hearing about the pickleball opportunities that exist there, people, they'll be able to find your properties because you've got some branding on their Windsong.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right. Before we let you go, Carrie, let us know a little bit about how you ended up with Windsong and what the journey that brought you to where you are today.
My journey was a trail that I never saw happening. I was actually an active duty Marine. I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps. And after that, I went to school at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, got a degree in finance. And we were still stationed in Jacksonville, North Carolina, which is kind of nowhere. And there's not a whole lot going on.
They do that on purpose. You know that.
I do understand that now, yes. So the only opportunity I could find was a temporary position with a contractor that was building base housing. So when we moved to Atlanta, the only thing I knew was being a Marine or doing something in construction. So I picked up a job for a couple of years in commercial construction. And then in 2004, I landed in the purchasing desk at Windsong Properties. And I've stayed there ever since. It's been an amazing journey and an amazing company. And I've been able to move throughout various different locations within Windsong Properties and experience a lot of different things. And just really looking forward to the next 10, 15 years and growing Windsong and growing the brand.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for your service, by the way,
Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, Carrie, for those that would like to find out more about Windsong Properties and look into these homes, where can they get more information?
The best thing to do is check out our brand new website, windsonglife.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/windsonglife. But there are a lot of great pictures and virtual tours and things to see on our website. So I would recommend you spend your time there.
Great. Great stuff. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, Carrie Roger with Windsong Properties here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Now, Mike, for those that are trying to keep their copiers active, did you like that?
That was okay. It was okay. A little bit of a stretch.
It was a stretch, but still, everyone should know about Fairtech, right? Fairtech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Fairtech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit Fairtech.com. That's Fairtech.com. Fairtech, great people and remarkable service.
You know, I can't give you too much credit, John. I got to keep that ego in check down there a little bit.
You know, I'm going to get farmed out to the active, quote unquote, adult community. You may farm me out, send me off to retirement, and I'll be working for Carrie.
Listen, you, right now, you don't mind being a client, you know, of an active community or maybe even a media company,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to pass anytime soon because then you have to start dealing. Well,
here we go.
You need to be talking to the next guest, regardless. at some point, you're going to have a conversation with them, and
That's right.
We're talking about Chris Miller with North Fulton Wills. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you here. All right, North Fulton Wills, what's the percentage of people, before we even get into your company and all the things you do, what's the percentage of people out there that don't have wills?
Studies vary, but it's probably more than half. Many folks assume that when they pass away, their family is just going to be there to clean things up. And in so many cases, it makes so much more sense to plan ahead a little bit and name somebody to be in charge and tell them what to do with the things that you leave behind and the properties that you love.
All right, let's back up just a little bit. The company, again, is called North Fulton Wills, and I'm sure that's just part of the services that you provide. Talk about, give us a little broad overview of your company, and then we'll get back into the wills and some other things.
Sure. North Fulton Wills is a law firm. I call myself North Fulton Wills as the law offices of J. Christopher Miller. That's kind of a mouthful. I've been practicing in the Alpharetta community for 17 years. I've been in a few different firms over that period. And about 3 years ago, I set out on my own. I've got a wonderful office manager, Amanda, and an associate, Mariana. And the three of us work together as a team, working with people to plan estates and then working with people who have lost a loved one recently and need some help guiding themselves through probate.
Okay, I have to ask the $69 question, I'm going to call it, right? Because I think people think, okay, those that want to get a will, a lot of people think, oh, I just go on the internet for $69 and I can get a perfectly good will and I don't have to pay an attorney some big amount of money. So talk about the fallacy in that thinking.
Well, my feeling on that is that having a $69 will is better than no will at all, but it's not going to teach you the information you need to know to leave behind a good plan, right? Software programs, the LegalZoom that's on the internet, it's kind of a garbage in, garbage out philosophy. If you name your kid as an executor, whether they're good or not, that's what's going to happen. If you name one kid or the other kid as beneficiary, that's what you're setting up to have happen, whether that's a good idea or not. The advantage of working with a lawyer is to have a sounding board and bounce some of those ideas off of a professional, somebody who's worked with hundreds and thousands of families before, figuring out how assets get transferred from one generation to the next. What are you doing when you leave assets behind?
And I think having that conversation maybe brings out some issues that you didn't think you had, right? I mean, there's a lot of value in that because maybe sometimes you go into that conversation thinking one thing and you come out with a whole different treatment of whatever you've got in mind. Is that right?
Absolutely. The discussion that I have with clients is often more of a counseling discussion than the strictly who's executor and where do I sign discussion. I always sit down with clients and draw the family tree first. Who is involved and what family relationships are we needing to work about? We talk about the difference between probate transfers and non-probate transfers because so many people come into my office thinking, well, a will will solve everything. I'll just name everything in my will and that'll work. But that's not how assets move from one generation to the next. There are a lot of transfers of property that don't go through probate. We spend a good amount of time talking with clients about beneficiary designations on life insurance policies and retirement accounts. Is it a good idea to name my kid as a joint owner of my bank account? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And we try and work with clients to figure out the pros and cons and the risks that you're running by setting up some of those non-probate transfers.
Okay, let's get into a couple of specific questions that come up in your discussions. So why should couples pay attention to the wording in the deed of their house?
All right, well, great question. There are two ways for couples to own property in the state of Georgia. If the deed says husband and wife as buyers or grantees, Georgia treats that as a tenancy in common. It means that each spouse or each owner owns a one-half interest in the property, and their half interest goes through probate if they pass away. But if the deed says husband and wife as joint tenants with rights of survivorship, then kind of like that sounds, that right of survivorship means that the house transfers outside probate to the surviving owner. And so, yes, one of the things we always do with clients who come in and ask about wills is, do you own a house and are both names on it? And if so, how do you own that house? Is it a tenancy in common? Is it a joint tenancy with right of survivorship? And what way do we want it?
We're talking with Chris Miller with North Fulton Wills here on the program. What about when one spouse passes away and all of a sudden the other one starts getting notices from credit card debts and other debts that are in the spouse that died's name? How would that surviving spouse respond to that?
Right. It's a great question. One of the things that I sit down with clients who have just lost a spouse is try and break down that process of dealing with people into baby steps, and we work out a script. And so in cases where there aren't a lot of liquid assets available to pay some of those bills, we talk about how you can say to creditors, there are not enough liquid assets in the estate to pay you right now. We sit down with clients and talk about the priority of claims against an estate, because we can work it out where the surviving spouse or the minor kids have a top priority claim against the estate ahead of some of those other creditors. We can figure out what are the funeral costs that you need to take care of first, and what are the administration expenses. And if those funeral costs and administration expenses eat up all of the assets of the estate, then there's nothing left to pay some of the unsecured creditors like the credit card company that you're talking about.
Right. I want to get back to the question that John had at the top of the interview, and he talked about the $69 will you can get online. And people are thinking, okay, maybe it's, you know, garbage in, garbage out, kind of like you talked about. Maybe it's not the best, but it's probably the cheapest. At $69, you can't beat that. So if someone were to use a lawyer, I'm sure the question is, well, how much more is it going to cost me to get it done properly with an attorney?
Well, you'll see a wide variety in the prices that lawyers charge. For couples that have minor kids, in that case, what we're talking about then is wills that set up trust that last for a period of time after the death of both of my clients, then it probably takes me about 3 to 4 hours worth of work to do that. And my hourly rate is $300 an hour, so I figure 300 times 3 hours, $900 to $1,200 would be a reasonable range for that type of thing.
And to get it done right, because personally, I just went through, not my family, but my in-laws, they went through a tough battle in court. Everybody suing everybody because the mom and the dad both passed away. They're all going after each other because the will wasn't as clear. So, I mean, $900 is well worth it.
Well, and again, you know, Chris was talking about having a conversation after someone passes away, and that's, you know, it's hard to have a conversation with the internet, right? So if you've already made that $69 purchase, you're done, and it's a transaction as opposed to a relationship, right, Chris?
And that's what I'm trying to build with my clients, is not just come in, sign, and leave type arrangement, but call me back with questions and try and figure out how does this work, and if you're opening a new bank account, how do we set that up as owners, and who do we name as beneficiaries? Because those beneficiary designations, they control that asset. That happens outside the will.
Now, one of the things you also provide, it seems to me, is you're keeping up with changes in legislation and regulation. You know, our business owners don't get paid to do that and don't spend a lot of time on that. And I know that Georgia just passed a Uniform Powers of Attorney Act. Talk about the significance of that for your clients.
Sure. One of the biggest issues that me and all the other estate planning lawyers in town had been running into is that we would have clients sign a power of attorney, or a document that shares authority to make decisions about your finances and gives access to your bank accounts. And then the agent named in that document would take the power of attorney into the bank when you got sick or when you landed in the hospital. And the bank would just say, no, we need our form. The powers of attorney that we were doing weren't always as enforceable or workable as we would like them to be. And the Georgia legislature tried to solve that problem by creating a standard form, so that beginning in July, there will be a standard form power of attorney. And if a client has signed the standard form, then the law sets it up where the agent can present that standard form to a bank, and the bank has three choices. The bank can ask for a certification from an attorney that it's valid. The bank can ask for a certification from the agent, right? Or the bank can ask for some other true up or confirmation that the agent is authorized to make those types of decisions. And once that confirmation is given to the bank, then it's the agent's taking on the responsibility that they're doing the right thing by the principal, by the client. And that's really important for the bank to feel comfortable taking somebody else's signature, but it's also setting it up so that the agent has responsibility. The agent needs to know that they're on the hook for the decisions that they're making, not for their own benefit, but for the benefit of their parent or client or sibling.
All right, Chris, before we let you go, again, the big emphasis is, listen, if you don't have a will, just get a will. Even if it's the online thing, maybe not recommended, but that will is better than no will at all, as you said at the top of the interview. But if you want to do it right, and I think you've answered a lot of questions why you should do it right, because there could be a lot of problems if you don't. One last question before we let you go. Once you have the will done, it doesn't end there. I'm assuming you don't put it in a safety deposit box no one worries about it until 30 years later when someone passes. I assume that maybe every couple of years, several years, I don't know, is there a hard, fast rule? How often should you go back and maybe review the will?
There is no hard and fast rule. My recommendation to clients is every time you hear the Olympics theme ring in your ears, it's been 4 years. And 4 years is probably a good time to at least pull out the document and read through it. The most common changes that I make with clients are changing the names of the people who are named as executors or trustees or guardians. As your relationships with people change, as your kids grow up, you'll want to make changes in who takes responsibility after you pass away.
All right. Great information. Chris Miller, North Fulton Wills. For those that would like to look into your services and say, you know what, you've opened my eyes. I can't avoid it. I mean, at some point, I'm not going to be on this earth anymore. I want to make sure my ducks are in a row for my family. How can they get in touch with you and how can they find out more information?
Well, a great place to start is my website, northfultonwills.com. You can also call in. Our phone number is 678-746-2900. My office manager would be glad to set up a no-charge consultation appointment. We'll sit down for half an hour or so and just talk through these issues. And at the end of that meeting, I'll be able to figure out what I can do for you.
Great. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Chris Miller from North Fulton Wills here on the program. Also want to thank Tina McKenna with McKenna Media Group and Carrie Roger with Windsong Properties. Before we say our goodbyes, John, I want to remind everybody that you can listen to this show or any of our North Fulton Business Radio X shows by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. We also have all our shows available on iTunes. You can download them. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're all over social media as well. I'm sure Carrie appreciates that very much. Not Carrie, Tina appreciates that very much, being a media person. We're kind of out there. Anyway, we are broadcasting live from the Digital Ignition Studio where North Atlanta startups take off. Good information today. Did you learn a lot of things, John?
I learned a lot. I thought I knew a lot of things about these topics, but I learned a lot from all three of these guests, so it was a good show.
You talk to experts and you realize we absolutely know nothing.
We know nothing.
We know nothing.
That's why we show up every week, right?
It is, and it's why everyone listens to these shows.
That's right.
Again, thank you to our guests. Wanted to give a shout-out to our producer, Trey. Get well, Trey. Hopefully, we'll have you back in the studio soon. Also, big thanks to Savannah for helping out with the social media today.
Yeah, we got a lot of help today. But all best wishes to Trey. We hope he gets well soon.
Yes. And of course, everybody knows we need help. No question.
We need
about
all
that.
The help we can get.
All right. For John, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.